Area Wildlife Supervisor Chuck McCullough says some people don't go to an area until hunting time. And when they do, they might be shocked at what they see.
That means that there's a lot of trees down. The place that you hunt may look a lot different than you expected it to look. There may be trails that are blocked by trees down. Your tree stand might not exist anymore if it's a permanent stand. It may be crumpled by down trees.
McCullough says they're encouraging hunters to scout out the area before the start of the gun deer hunting season.
So look around and see if they still want to hunt where they've been hunting. Is it safe to be there? So think about other places to go before Friday night, right before gun deer season. Trying to get some folks that aren't thinking about gun deer season to think about it a few weeks early.
McCullough says the downed trees are hazardous and require extreme caution when walking in the blowdown area. In Langlade County, straight-line winds had a significant impact on approximately 1,800 acres of state-owned land, including portions of Peters Marsh Wildlife Area and the upper Wolf River Fishery Area. The Schwamaga-Nicolet National Forest also sustained significant damage, as did other properties in the greater White Lake and mountain areas. Salvage timber sale establishment is in progress on both state properties. The Langlade County Forest reported 30,000 acres of public land affected by the storm. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.